This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS. Going to do the Sweet 16. Skip Weber's running a couple minutes behind. He'll be walking in any minute. Thinking about doing my first No One Dies Alone vigil tonight has me thinking about my mom, who this is going to sound crazy, but who I've missed so much more than I thought I would. I thought somehow, you know, being 96 and going through the whole thing, and it was such a process, and that it would somehow be, it would go down a little easier, but I guess nothing does. Hey, Skip, just talking about how much I'm missing my mom. I'm doing my No One Dies Alone vigil tonight as a hospice volunteer, and it's just bringing it all back. And you know what? It's the simplest things. My every family has a version of S on a shingle. My mom, it was toast with cream of mushroom soup and turkey, and I would pay $10,000 just to have that with her.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time.
I get it. I know. I got it. Yeah. I mean, I know both of your parents have passed away, and I'm sure you've got some things that you would do with your dad.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question. No question. It's that's part of the, and that is something that you, the final lesson that your parents can teach you is to treasure those same things with your kids
so
and
true.
Have them treasure back. Yeah, that's their final lesson they can give us.
Yeah, and it really is because you can imagine a lot of things.
Yeah.
I could imagine losing my mom before I lost her, but it's
not even,
it's
not
like,
even close. Yeah.
It's not even close.
Oh, it's your imagination, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the actual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you break out of your daydreaming and say, and call her. Say, hi, Mom.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And everyone who's lost their parent, especially recently, knows how many times you pick up your phone.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
I've got my dad's number, in cell phone number in my phone. I never deleted it.
Yeah. Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sweet 16, Skip and I are both Halloween obsessed. So we're going to do a lot of Halloween stuff in the month of October. Today, we're doing Best Horror Comedy, which was Andrew's idea. It's a great one. In the next couple weeks, I want to do Best Jump Scares. There's so many great ones. That'll be a lot of fun. Do you like this one?
I do and I don't.
Okay.
I think it's a great category, and I'm very lack of knowledge in it. I'm very ignorant in it. I could hardly think of any.
Really?
I thought of a couple horror movies that I like that have some funny scenes in it, or maybe, and if it had more than one, then I'll tell you when I got it. I included it. Other than that, I mean, I didn't want to include, my first one is not a horror movie, but I think it qualifies.
Okay.
A bunch of other ones, I couldn't put them in that category.
Interesting.
I'll explain.
I bet when
I
you hear
along.
Ours, you'll be like,
Maybe,
okay.
But I think, I don't know. I bet you, because I was a big horror movie fan. I still love Halloween, but a big horror movie fan until about 1990, and I just haven't watched a lot of stuff since. So going back to that day, I mean, I've loved the original Halloween, and I love The Shining, and I love, there's some great ones in there. The Thing and Alien and all those, but
were you a big Creature Feature fan when we were kids?
Oh,
be on
my
Channel
gosh,
11?
Yes. Channel 11 had the great Sunday lineup where they had some kind of Western first.
Yep.
Then
usually starring Dr. McCoy from Star Trek.
Exactly.
Right?
Then a horror movie, and then some other movie. Three movies, boom, 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 and it was great. And I loved Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I was just going to say that exact
the
greatest, movie.
The Old Mummy and all those. Yeah.
That's awesome. What's your first?
Young Frankenstein.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
But it's not a horror movie, but it took the monster and it's a spoof.
It's a genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But a horror movie, you should say, at least is scary at one point. It took all the horror movie tropes and all that stuff and made it great. And I think it's the one to beat because it's easily, I guarantee you, there won't be any movie that we throw out there that's funnier.
You know what I remember taking from that movie, because I saw it, we were young when it came out, was not only how funny it was, and probably most of the humor went over my head, but Madeline Kahn as the Bride of Frankenstein. It was the first woman I remember going, that's a sexy woman.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know exactly what I meant, but I'm like, yes.
And Terry Garr.
Yeah.
Both of them were just...
What big knockers. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Great.
Andrew, what do you got?
An archetype of the format. I'll say Evil Dead 2. They made Evil Dead. It was a straight-up horror movie.
I've never seen it.
It's fine. And then Sam Raimi was like, what if we redid it? Because, you know, Bruce Campbell's a big goofball. They were like, what if we remade the exact same movie, but we made it like,
I didn't know that's what went on.
Silly and funny. Yeah, they're almost up to a certain point. They're almost the same movie. And then Evil Dead 2 gets very silly and slapstick and farcical.
Wheels?
Kind of need a ruling on it. Because it does get categorized as a dark comedy, but it's also pretty horror-based, but The Devil's Rejects. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
Is that Brad Pitt?
No, it's one of the this is one of the Rob Zombie movies. It's family of them.
I don't know it.
Yeah, so then we'll just skip on it. Yeah, I'll go with Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, one of my favorites. Not just
one of my few.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
One of my favorite horror comedies, but one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's great.
It is.
It's great.
Rich.
What about American Psycho?
Good one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I've never seen it, but I'm familiar with the movies.
Yeah.
I'll see you, American Psycho, and raise you an American Werewolf in London. Another one of yours? I should have known.
That's all right. That's not a problem. I still got a few more.
What you got?
I'm going to go. Okay, here's one that had three or four funny scenes, and I really thought it was, when I saw it in the theater especially, I thought this was very, very scary. And I was growing. I was in like 20 years old when I saw it. And that is the original Fright Night.
Oh, yeah.
With Chris Sarandon.
That.
Some hysterical scenes.
And some horrifying scenes.
Yes, very scary.
Really scary to me.
Especially on the big screen.
Yes.
It was,
the little kid that was
Yeah.
Andrew.
I will go with Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And that scared me as well.
Yeah, that one almost doesn't pass the comedy test side of it. It was quite scary.
Yeah.
Wheels?
I think this qualifies, but it's more comedy than horror, but it's got the horror element. The Burbs. You remember that Tom Hanks movie in the 80s?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Where he thinks there's satanic cult neighborhood next door?
Yeah. I couldn't think of, I didn't think of that one, but I love that movie. I think the movie's hilarious.
Rich.
What about Get Out?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the comedy side.
There's a lot, like, especially with his friend.
Buddy is hilarious.
There's a lot of goofs in it.
I need to see that. Everybody says it's good. Everybody says it's great, actually.
Allison Williams in the evilness of it kind of has some fun, and there's some goofiness there. I'd call it a comedy.
I'm afraid I'm taking another one of Skip's, but how about the original classic Ghostbusters?
Uh-huh. I didn't even think of that.
No, that's a great call.
It's a great 100%. Call. I'm glad I didn't have it on my list. Yeah,
yeah.
That's like the Young Frankenstein. It's designed to be a comedy, mm-hmm. and if it happens to scare you,
the
librarian, and when the creature grabs Sigourney Weaver, that's kind of mm-hmm. yeah. There's a couple good ones.
I am Zool. Exactly. There's another sexy one. Sigourney Weaver in that.
Oh,
I thought you were gonna say Zool. I was like,
when she is.
Yeah, I was going to say, she is Zool.
Yeah. Back to Skip.
Zombieland.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just really good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the other ones. Are they worth seeing?
That's the only one I saw, too.
Not really.
Okay.
Just stick with Zombieland.
You kind of got the idea in Zombieland.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Yeah. Andrew.
A recent one, I'm going to go with a movie called Freaky. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so much fun. Vince Vaughn plays a serial killer who swaps bodies with a high school girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vince Vaughn essentially plays most of the movie as a 16-year-old girl trying to get her body back and trying to escape
And the
girl's the serial killer, yeah. Catherine Newton. Great movie. Ton of fun. Extremely funny.
There's a new movie on Netflix called It's What's Inside. And I kept seeing it on TikTok, and everyone's just raving about it. And the premise is, and it's not giving too much away, is that a bunch of friends get together for a wedding, and they're all 30. And so it's very social media forward, you know, they're all influencers. And they have a machine that can switch my consciousness into Skip. and skips into Andrew and vice, you know, as it goes. And they're playing a game where they have to figure out who's who. And so you're playing the game with them. And I had to turn it off because I'm too stupid to keep up with who's who. You know, like they're showing him in a certain way. You're looking at Skip, but you know that it's Andrew. And after a while, I'm like, this is making me tired.
I take you track.
This is making me tired. Stop watching this thing.
You got to have a notebook to watch a movie.
Right, exactly. Like, take it a little easy on me. Wheels?
Man, tough call between two. Does the Lost Boys qualify?
Oh, yeah.
Then I put that one in.
Uh-oh. He's going to get up and walk out.
Dang it.
Yeah. That's the other one, though, that there's not a lot of funny things.
But there is plenty.
But the last line in the movie is hysterical.
Yeah.
And some of the banter between the brothers
well,
is
Corey
funny.
Corey Haim is funny, and the grandfather's funny.
That's what I'm saying. When the dad says, the only thing I hate about Santa, and the Corey Feldman and the other guy, the Frog Brothers, they're fun. I mean, there's some good things.
Yeah.
But I love that movie. Yeah. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I loved it.
Very frightening.
Yeah.
Rich.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Good one. I've never seen the whole thing from beginning to end. I think I've seen the whole thing, just clips here and there, but I've never just sat and watched it.
You never went to the Varsity
Theater? I never did.
Yeah.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Was it a great time?
No.
No?
I didn't see the track. I saw
it was
everybody playing along and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah
it
you
was
lose me
you
a
had
musical.
And I just go, I don't need to do it more than 3 or 4 times, I guess, if people are always going.
How many we need?
We need 2.
Oh, that's it. Wow, we blew through this. Let's throw them out. I have What We Do in the Shadows.
I had that, too.
Yeah. Arachnophobia was pretty good.
Arachnophobia is a good one.
I'll see your arachnophobia and go Eight-Legged Freaks.
Okay.
You ever see Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yeah.
I think
that's good. I had Death Becomes Her, The Witches of Eastwick, and I had Beetlejuice, and then not exactly a comedy, but I had The Witches of Eastwick as well.
Death Becomes Her is very scary.
I feel like Beetlejuice kind of has to be on there, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably one of the reigning champs. Yeah.
It's a recent one, yeah.
And I put Eight-Legged Freaks on there.
Okay.
Has everybody seen that? You know?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You want to take a break?
We could maybe get through a round.
Okay. We're doing the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, and we're doing Halloween stuff this month. And this is the Sweet 16 of comedy horrors or scary comedies. Young Frankenstein versus Get Out.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vote against myself.
Evil Dead 2 versus Ghostbusters.
Evil Dead 2.
Ghostbusters.
I've only seen the Ghostbusters, so.
Shaun of the Dead versus Zombieland.
Sean.
Oh.
Zombieland.
I'll go Zombieland, too. Make it a tie to you.
I loved them both, but I'm breaking it with Sean. American Psycho versus Freaky.
American Psycho.
Good. I've seen neither of them, so I have no vote in that.
American Werewolf in London versus Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Wolfie.
I guess the werewolf sounds scarier.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen either of them.
I think that werewolf was scarier, but I think Lost Boys is a better movie all around.
You should watch Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Fright Night versus Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Fright Night.
Yep. Eight-Legged Freaks versus Cabin in the Woods.
Ooh. Haven't seen Cabin.
Freaks.
Oh, Freaks.
Cabin.
Freaks. The Burbs versus Beetlejuice.
Burbs.
I hate Beetlejuice. Burbs is 10 times the movie Beetlejuice.
I've never seen Beetlejuice, so I'll go with the Burbs.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
424 at DGS on KMOX. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. The Halloween Sweet 16 of comedy horrors. Sounded bad. Elite 8, Young Frankenstein versus Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Frankie.
Frank.
Shaun of the Dead versus American Psycho.
Ooh.
Shaun.
American Werewolf in London versus Fright Night.
Wolfie.
Oh, wow.
Wolf. Master of Balls.
I love Wolf.
I guess
I'm going to say Fright Night.
You want to make it a tie?
Sure.
Dude, this one's tough. I wish I wouldn't have told you that.
I was going to say, you got yourself in this one.
I know. I know. I feel stupid now. I'll go Fright Night. I'll go against the one I put on. Eight-legged freaks versus the Burbs.
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 All right. Man, we are flying. Skip, what's going on at Weber?
Well, it's a brand new month, and, you know, with the hurricane and the election, you got some negative news, so here's some positive stuff. The prices are even better than we were last month.
Nice.
And, you know, I say that because we see sometimes some buying fall back. Election years, and I noticed this way back basically when Bush Jr. was trying to get reelected against John Kerry. And the negativity on both sides in that race was so permeating that everybody just kind of stopped doing what they were doing.
Interesting.
And it meant a pent-up demand. We had one of the best Decembers ever, you know, that in our history at that time, and kept going up. But it was just like, and I'm worried about that happening now. But it's a different time. But, you know, I think there was a little bit of that last month.
Mm-hmm.
But when that kind of stuff happens and maybe slightly less volume than what a factory would want to have, boom, they put more money on something. So it's better for the consumers. Mm. And the same thing with the hurricane. You got all this stuff. You got all these dealers that are affected by it, their whole inventory. So that might hurt our inventory. But the port strike kind of didn't happen. I mean, all this stuff was all, is this going to be really bad? It's going to be really bad. So I think people were a little bit tentative. But right now, things are open. We're getting product in, and the discounts are even better. So
good. So take advantage.
Probably should be a pretty good October to buy, pretty good month to buy a car.
Good. Final four of the Sweet 16 of horror comedy movies: Young Frankenstein versus Shaun of the Dead.
Werewolf. Werewolf.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Frank.
Gosh, yeah.
A lot of momentum behind Young Frankenstein. Fright Night versus the Burbs.
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 I'm going Fright Night now.
I'm going Fright Night, too.
Oh, tire dang
wheels.
It.
You're so cool, Brewster.
I'm going to go Fright Night since it's a little more horror-y.
Okay.
I got to pronounce that second R better.
It's really difficult to pronounce.
I know. I know. I've said it about 8 times now. The final of the Sweet 16 of comedy horror movies. I know. Young Frankenstein versus Fright Night.
Frank.
Frankenstein.
Frank.
I'm glad I don't have to vote, but I kind of agree.
I think like 15 years ago, Young Frankenstein won Best Comedy of All Time.
Really? Yeah.
Which we've done several times.
And we did. And if you remember, we had one with Best Comedic Line.
Yes.
And
Set a Give.
And close was with it. Set a Give.
Set a Give.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.